For God is exalted, Jesus is honored, and the Word is the first and final authority for the life of the believer. Amen. You come expecting today? Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. I'm going to remind all the ladies that Saturday we're having a mother-daughter brunch at 9:30. So if you don't have a daughter or your mom is no longer around, then adopt you somebody and come on out. We're going to have a good time. And Ashley's going to be giving us an inspirational message that morning, so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to have some praise and worship. And it'll be just a good time of fellowship and loving on each other. Amen. So we'll remind you about that. If you are interested in having a vacation Bible school this year for the 3 nights, we need volunteers. And we need those that are wanting to be a part of it. We need you to sign up now because, you know, can't do it without people. So if you want to be part of this, we're going to make the final decision in the next couple of weeks. So we need some help. So if you want to be part of that, make sure you let us know. And I believe that's all I have. That will be it. All right, stand for the reading of the Word today. Amen. I have been sensing all week there's a shifting taking place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're seeing some awesome things in the earth that God is doing. And we want to be part of that. And I was thinking about when we were doing the messages on Psalms that God is a leader, not a pusher. He leads us and guides us. And he doesn't forcefully make us do anything. Like I said so many times, he's looking for somebody. Do we have anybody in the house that wants to be a somebody? That is a somebody that simply believes the word of the Lord. Not making anything happen, but just simply, God, I just believe your word. And if this is what your word says, the anointing is on the truth of that word, then I'm just going to believe it. And not look at the circumstances around me that's contrary to the word, but Lord, this is what your word says. This is the report of the Lord. Amen. And there's the anointing on that report to bring breakthrough in your life. And so whatever you're believing God for, today's the day it could happen. Amen. I believe in suddenlies. I believe that when you are expecting, it could just happen anytime. Just anytime, God could show up and turn that situation around. And I just speak that over somebody's life right now. You're facing a situation that seems impossible. People around you have told you it's impossible. The circumstances look like it's impossible. You yourself have looked at it and said it was impossible. But God wants you to know today that there is nothing impossible with him. For greater is he that's in you than any circumstance that's around you or any evil report. I refuse to believe any evil report. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says that you are healed. The report of the Lord says that you have joy. The report of the Lord says that greater is he that's in you than anything that's around you. The report of the Lord says that you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. The report of the Lord says that you are anointed. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we're going to enter into his gates with praise. Enter into his presence this morning. Invite the King of Glory to come in and do what he so wants to do in us today and to do in this earth. And he wants you to be part of what he's doing. The word tells us in Psalm, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And that word salvation there, you know, we think we get saved just to go to heaven. But I'm telling you right now, that's just a little part of the package. Amen. That's just a little part of that package. Salvation means healness and wholeness and well-being. Glory to God. So when you got saved, you got the whole package. You know, the Bible says forget not all of his benefits. You know, that's the greatest insurance that you can have today is Psalms 91. You know, because sometimes they can find loopholes in insurance. But I've never found a loophole in the Word of God. When I read that word and I find out that what that word says, hallelujah, that I stand on that. And I know that he is faithful and he is trustworthy to his word and to do what he says he will do, church. It says, shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving. You know, when you have a thankful heart, and you come before God with that thankful heart, he said, in no wise will I cast you out. You know, just be thankful. Be thankful for the Sunday.
sunshine. Be thankful for the breath that you're breathing. Hallelujah. Just have a thankful heart today. Come before him with thanksgiving. Extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it. I think I was reading the wrong chapter, but this is good. I'll just keep on. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Amen. We've been talking about the good shepherd and how that we are the flock and under his care, and he leads and guides us, and he prepares a place for us to lay down and rest. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. You read that back in the Old Testament. Don't harden your heart before God. And sometimes that may be easy to do when we don't see God coming through in our time frame. But the message that we heard from Bill Smith a long time ago, I'll never forget it. He's a right on time God. Even if we think he's 4 days late, he's always right on time. It may be not in our time frame, but God is a right on time God. Amen. So I just want you to lift your hands this morning, and whatever you may have brought to church with you that's kind of just laying on your shoulder and you just can't shake it off. But God wants you to come into his presence this morning, and he wants you to relieve yourself of that thing. Whatever it may be, just lift it up and say, God, for this time that we have this morning, I'm just going to shake that thing off, and I'm just going to give it to you. And before I leave this place today, I'm going to be changed. I'm going to be changed today. I'm going to have a fresh word today. I'm going to see that situation as different. I'm going to see that thing as different than what it was before. And Father, we thank you today for being in our presence, for your precious Holy Spirit that indwells us. And as we begin to just worship you, Lord, the wellsprings of that living water just flows out from our innermost being. That wellspring of that wellspring of living waters just flows out from our innermost being. And we can pray in the Spirit and pray with our understanding, Lord. We thank you for that today. Just stir this. Lay your hands on your belly right now. Just stir that up in us, Lord, today. Just stir those wellsprings of living waters within us. And when we come to that place that we don't know how to pray, Lord, that we just begin to pray in the Spirit. And that Spirit, that Spirit, that indwelling Spirit that you have put within us, Lord, comes forth. And we just begin to pray for things that we don't know how to pray for sometime in the natural, situations that we don't know what to do about, that we don't see no answer to, that we don't see no light at the end of the tunnel, Lord. We just pray, Lord, in the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is church, there's liberty, hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to stir that up within you today. Let the freshness of God come out of your innermost being today. Just begin to pray in the Spirit. Just begin to worship the Lord in the Spirit. Lord, I just speak a refreshing over your people today. I just speak a refreshing over your people today. Just as we've had the rain in the natural that has saturated the soil and it just caused the things to begin to bloom and to bring. And even as we enter to the month of May, the fifth month means new beginnings. There's new beginnings happening in our lives, Lord. You've given us a fresh start. Oh, thank you for that today, Father. Oh, shada dido kuhumba baba basaya, liba te kasio tuho sananaya. Oh, I just want you to know today that Jesus loves you. that he loves you so much, that the cords of his love is drawing you unto him. And he wants you to know today that you can lay your head upon him and take rest. For in him there is rest. That you don't have to strive and you don't have to beg and plead for something that he's already given you. But he says, just believe me. Just believe me. Just believe me. And you're worthy no matter what someone has said to you. He says, just be free of that shame today. Just be free of that shame. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place today. The presence of the Lord is in this place today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just receive his healing right now. If you've got pain in your body, don't sit through the rest of this service with pain in your body. Just lay your hand on your body right now. Lord, I just speak healing in the name of Jesus. Just speak healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I speak healing to broken hearts. I speak healing to broken hearts today in Jesus' name. I decree and declare, Lord, a manifestation of your glory. You said that your glory would be seen in the earth. Oh, yada da 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 ma 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 ha sa ye ya. Ku ya sa to ho sha da di da ku sa da 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 ya. Oh, he's making your feet run swiftly. He's making your feet run swiftly today. Thank you, Jesus. There's a precious, precious spirit of the Lord that's in the house right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just thank you for our praise and worship team. I just thank you for your anointing that's upon them, Lord. I thank you they don't sing to perform, but they sing with an anointing to bring your people into your presence. And as they get to that place where they just worship you, take your eyes off of the congregation and just begin to worship you. Lord, I just thank you that your anointing is upon each and every one of these. And I just speak your blessings upon them, Father God. As they begin to just begin to praise and worship and sing the song of the Lord, I just thank you, God, that they just usher us into your presence. They just usher us into your presence. My goodness, I could just go on and on. Hallelujah. Get ready, Ricardo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shut up, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep praising the Lord, y'all.
Thank you,
Lord God. That
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You allow us, Heavenly Father. It's for you, Lord God. It's not nothing that we can do. It's all on you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore.
Go back to number one right here.
Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I have chosen to follow and be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain. And I shall walk the shore. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You know, I'm going to interrupt the service right here.
Hallelujah.
We have a special day coming up this week. Matter of fact, it's Thursday coming to a special young lady in my life. I picked on her ever since. She's been yay and yay. And she's wearing my favorite cap. She sure is. She has a picture. I have a picture of this little girl. Well, she's not a little girl anymore. It's been in my Bible for, 14 years? And it's still in there. But anyway, Miss Grayson, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, it's good to be back, guys.
Amen.
I've been getting my praise on. Y'all been getting your praise on?
Amen.
God is good. Amen.
He'll
take care of our needs, hallelujah. He will take care of our needs. Thank you, Lord. Let's go, y'all.
Hallelujah.
God, you have done great things. You give praise to the weak.
Hallelujah.
And bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us.
Let's do that one more time.
God, you have done great things. You give praise to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the
song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love?
Says, tell you that his mercy's reigning. His love is pursuing them. And I thank you, Father God, for being with those boys. I thank you, Father God, that your hand of protection is upon them. And I thank you, Father God, that that word that's been planted in them is alive and real, and it'll never return void, because it's going to accomplish those things that's been planted inside of them to do, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah.
We'll be singing this song, y'all. Y'all put your hands on anything that's hurting this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all claim victory over your pains and your aches.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all be healed over the manifestation to anything the devil has to do with you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's under our feet. Amen. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes in, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got pain, he's a chain breaker. I have no. Now we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. Hallelujah. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Y'all come on, help me out right here. Y'all help me right here, church.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe it, come on, church. If you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All of his promises.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You ever been excited to be in church?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm excited about, I get to see so much going on here, not only here, in churches, period.
Amen.
I mean, it's awesome that people are really paying attention to the Word of God, not over that label that's stretched across the door. Amen?
Yeah.
They are really interested in what God's going to do next. Because, see, the time is nigh, as they used to say. So we better get ready. Amen? Change is coming. Change is coming. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Come on, guys. Come on, Jerry. Let's do this. Yeah, this is my song right here. Woo!
Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you. A baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest. And on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh, no.
My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, let every nation under heaven. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh, no,
my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord, my soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things.
Great things for me. Up he's gone from, there will be no way. He'll establish it with his righteousness.
Oh, David's song and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father.
Every day. I have a chance every time I go out in public. I have a chance every time I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, I do. Or any grocery store or any place I do business or anytime I meet a stranger or anytime I meet any of you. That chance is always there.
Ricardo, I heard somebody real close to me put it like this. If you got the light of Jesus on, and I love this, I hadn't thought of this, but if you got the light of Jesus on the inside of you, you're going to be that light that all those bugs are going to come try running to.
That's a pretty
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Pretty good. Well, hold on here.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. My baby sister married a man that was raised Jehovah Witness. And this week, of course, I've been witnessing for years. He just didn't know it. But anyway, but he's been good about telling me his thoughts, and I'm just telling him my thoughts. And so anyway, he told me the other day, he said, they've been lying to me for years. So I, all he had was a Jehovah Witness Bible, so I brought him out here, and we gave him a study Bible. Every day he has told me that I love my Bible. I love my Bible. I love my Bible. So anyway, they left this morning going out west, or he would have been here, but he will be here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Exactly right. Amen. Oh, yeah.
You know, brother, when any of us get a platform, this is how life is as Christians. We go about our jobs, whatever you do, but when the time comes and we've got that platform, and we can glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he did.
Amen.
When he had the opportunity, that's where his thoughts went.
You know, Cole, he won probably the most prestigious race in the world to win yesterday. But before you get there, when he entered into that starting gate, that's the most dangerous point in a horse race, is the starting gates. And then for the next 2 minutes, your life is on a thin string. I can promise you that. But that man is old enough to understand that without God, that's exactly right. He wouldn't. That's exactly right. And I'm like you. It really blessed me to hear him say, this lady asked him a question, and he made this comment. He said, first, let me thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that really blessed me. I smiled right big. I said, you go, boy. That's exactly right. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
And we always have that platform. We always have that platform. We sure do. I know that we don't think we know enough to tell somebody something.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or we may not like feel comfortable doing it. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to get out of your comfort zone every now and again. You got to be willing to step up and grab the bull by the horns.
Yes.
I can do this. I
yes.
can do this. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we've got to take that step. Amen. Because if you'll take a step, like in footprints, you take one and God will carry you the rest of the way.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, let me say something before you go any further. While we do this next song, we're going to receive the offering. Now, this is the offering for our regular service, for the regular church offering. At the end of the service this morning, there'll be a special offering for the Gideons. And in that one, if you give a check, you make it out to the Gideon. But this one, you make it out to New Life. Sister Shirley's going to remind you of that again after the brother's finished this morning. But, you know, I thought of something, and I don't want to make no big deal out of this. But now think about it. When Cole said, he didn't just say God. He said, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know God is not God's name? I mean, we call him God all the time, but that's not his name. That's what he is. That's who he is. His name is I Am in English, or Yahweh in Hebrew. That's his name, because there's a lot of other gods that have a lot of different names floating around on this planet. And Paul said, if you're not sacrificing, or he said, you're not sacrificing to idols. If you sacrifice to idols, you're not sacrificing to idols. You're sacrificing to demons. And so, you can call him God. I'm not trying to, but I mean, you know, in one sense of the words, calling him God is like calling a person, hey, human, come here. Except we know who we're talking to. And you know, Jesus makes a very good personal name when it comes to that, because I and my Father are one. Now, I'm not trying to teach you theology. You go ahead and call him God, because I will too. But I just happened to, that just ran through my mind, that we need to understand also that God is more than just a God. He is God Almighty. El Shaddai. Amen. Okay. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity to give unto you. Opportunity, Lord God, to bless the work of the kingdom. Opportunity, Lord God, to sow a seed for our future. To plant, as it were, a garden that we can reap a harvest from. But Lord God, we give to you because you first gave to us. You gave us your Son. And now we give what little possessions that we have. We give them all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Check it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive, and oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away, oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, imperfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive, and oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away, oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same, oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away, oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh no, no. Forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way that you glorious name, Jesus. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day,
Happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no. Forever I am changed.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Church. Hallelujah.
You know, this week I have gotten more prayer requests. I've gotten more, you know, information and more prayer requests. And you know, when you think about the things coming and this one, pray for this one and that one and everything. And sometimes you got to realize, and old Miss Martha had that Bible study in Revelation, and we learned that it was the lamb that took the sin of the world. But it's the lion. It's the lion of the tribe of Judah that's fighting for us right now. And the accuser of the brethren, which is Satan, can come before him and he can say, yeah, but this. And Jesus says, well, you submit, this one's mine. I'll take care of this one. You have no rights over him because of the blood that I shed for him. Amen? And I don't know what all you're going through, but I want you to know the way you fight is to praise him. Hallelujah. This is how I fight.
This is how I fight my battles.
emotional trauma, whatever weapon it is. But I tell you what, no weapon that formed against me shall prosper. Amen. But this is how we fight our battles. 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 This is how we fight our battles.
Amen. Hallelujah. A long time ago, when our son, who's now in his 40s, was a teenager, there was a gospel group that, contemporary gospel group that was very popular, named Petra. I'm sure a lot of you are. And one of the songs that I remember that they did, because when our son started listening to them when he was a teenager, I couldn't understand the words on most of the song. When you get older, and then he told me later when he got into his 20s, he said, "Dad, I know I'm getting old because I can't understand the words of these songs anymore." But one of the songs that they sung, and it stuck with me through all these years, and then the song was, "Get on your knees and fight like a man." So when you feel surrounded, get on your knees and fight like a man.
Lord is just moving and working this morning. Hallelujah. It may look like not going to a different key, aren't we?
Yeah, but I
just
can go
just
back.
Just hit that next key. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by. Come on, make this confirmation.
So Vern was talking a while ago, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that I am raising up some movers and shakers in this season. I'm raising up a people that have said this is drawing the line in the sand, so to speak, and say this is it. I will overcome. And he says that he is raising up some movers and shakers. Hallelujah. How many wants to be part of that movement that God is doing in this season? Some movers and shakers that says, "We're standing on the word, and I shall not be moved." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's anointing us today to be movers and shakers in this season that's going to move and shake the kingdom of darkness. There's a boldness that's coming upon the children of God, the sons and daughters of God. There is a boldness coming upon us, church, we have not yet experienced yet. The gates of hell shall not prevail against those that trust in the Lord. He said, "Upon this rock I will build my..."